Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Now today's devotional reflection. Just the other day I was reading a short story by Susan Mullen of Elkton, Maryland. She stated that she was exhausted. Her husband was at a conference, so she was alone looking after their 7 children. Susan reported having a load of laundry before some quiet time with God. Susan put the clothes in the washing machine, opened her Bible, and awaited some guidance from God. "Don't forget the bleach," a clear voice said. When she opened the lid to the washing machine, she realized she had forgotten the bleach. Susan said that she didn't get the message she wanted to hear, but it was one she needed. When we seek God and His kingdom first with a humble and modest attitude, God will meet our every need, even in the most mundane things, like adding bleach to the wash. A humble and modest attitude means prioritizing spiritual well-being over earthly well-being. The world may not always appreciate humility, but Proverbs 29, verse 23, assures us that a humble spirit will be honored. God rewards those who follow His command to be humble and modest. Scripture is clear about the eternal impact of our earthly deeds. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus urges us not to store up treasures on earth, where they can be stolen, but to invest in heavenly treasures, which are secure. Jesus concludes by emphasizing that our hearts will be where our treasure is. In Matthew 6, Jesus doesn't discourage us from having money and valuables on earth. God understands our needs, and in the next part of the passage, Jesus assures us that God will provide for us. The essence of His message is captured in Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Understand that this applies to all our earthly needs. God is even concerned with small things like adding bleach to the laundry. Let's keep this focus in our hearts and minds as we go about our daily lives. Jesus stated in Matthew 5, verse 3, that the poor in spirit are blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 113 reminds us that God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes. God desires to bless His children and abundantly provide for all our needs. We can trust in His provision if we are His adopted children through Christ Jesus. The pathway to blessing requires a humble and dependent attitude. Today, let our hearts be entirely devoted to God as we seek Him first. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.